理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 3
Part 3 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once.After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11.Doctor, this cough medicine doesn't seem to be helping. Can you give me a different prescription?
Let's give it another day or two and see how you are doing then.
What does the doctor imply? Question 12.The first week in May is an official holiday. Shall we go climbing Huangshan for our holidays? We could leave on the morning of April 28th to avoid the crowd.
I'd rather leave on April 29th. My grandpa will drop in on the evening of April 28th.
Why cannot the woman leave for Huangshan on the morning of April 28th?Question 13. Okay, done. What is the next step? Oh, I remember now that the next step is to add a cup of boiling water and stir.
Are you sure we are following the instructions correctly? This looks like sad and soaked mud, not sweet and sour rice.
What are the two speakers doing now?Question 14. Have you filled out your application forms yet?
Don't remind me of them. They're so confusing that I'm discouraged before I start.
What does the woman imply?
Question 15.Would you like to climb the mountain with us this weekend? It will be very interesting.
Thanks a lot, but that is the last thing I want to do in the world.
What does the man mean? Question 16.If Professor Thomas is willing to give us a 3-day extension to finish the project, maybe he'll give us a few more days.
Let's not push our luck, Mary, okay?
What does the man mean?
Question 17. You can see that it's in very good condition. The previous owner was a builder.
It's quite an old house. I'm worried about the electrical wiring.
What can we learn from the conversation?Question 18. Suppose the boss offered to increase your pay by 100% and to promote you as the sales manager. Would you still quit and look for another job?
Yes, I am determined. I would like to find a job to which my knowledge can be fully applied.
Why was the woman determined to quit the current job?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Mind if I switch channels? Those TV commercials are killing me.
How can you say that? Watch Take Toshiba, Take the World. Fantastic! There's a product you can depend on. A powerful product.
If I were you, I wouldn't trust those commercials.
Now look at this McDonald's commercial. Aren't those little kids cute? Oh, and there's such a warm family feeling.
Just how an advertising agency wants you to see McDonald's. You're the target audience. When they make TV commercials, they use scientific methods to learn what you'll like and buy.
Are you telling me those darling little children biting into Big Macs are part of a scientific project to get me into McDonald's?
Advertisers don't bother with facts anymore. Instead, they want the end user, that's you, to fall in love with their product.
I see. So what you're saying is, watch out, or commercials will take over your life.
Yes, just wake up. Many competitors are spending piles of money to increase their market shares, but only canceling out each other's efforts, and neither would win. What's more, the extra costs of advertising will certainly be passed on to the customers.
But anyway, the advertising will produce a good image of a product, and that leads to consumer brand loyalty. That's to say, consumers are loyal to a certain product and keep buying it, and they're willing to pay more.
That's the problem. More advertising means higher costs to the consumer. So in the end, the winner is always the company, not the customer.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. What are they talking about?
Question 20. How does McDonald's advertise its hamburger?
Question 21. Who would be the beneficiary of advertising in the man's opinion?
Conversation 2.
Hello and welcome to today's show, Shirley's Garden. Today we'll be interviewing Shirley on her amazing techniques at growing a garden. Thank you for being here, Shirley.
You're welcome.
Shirley, you truly have an amazing garden. Can you tell us how you learned about gardening?
Well, this spring I took a gardening class. Then I decided to try some of the things I had learned. So I have tried various attempts at gardening, and with different degrees of success.
From the pictures of your garden, I've seen all kinds of different vegetables, including cucumbers, tomatoes, strawberries, carrots, and so on. Could you let us know how you put these plants together in your garden?
Well, one of the most important things in gardening is that you choose a good location. You need at least 6 to 8 hours of direct sunshine. You also need to choose a location that has good drainage, and it should be a convenient location. After choosing a good location, I just decided what I wanted to plant, and based on what the final plant would look like, I divided the whole garden into different parts.
Shirley, I've noticed some vertical beams in your garden. I'm truly amazed by them. Could you explain that to us a little bit?
Well, take cucumbers, for instance. Cucumbers take a lot of space when you grow them out on the ground, but I don't have that much space, so I just grow them up. Just grow them vertically. I just use a metal frame and some strings to allow them to grow up, and they will support themselves.
Well, Shirley, this is truly amazing. Thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 22. What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
Question 23. How did Shirley learn about gardening?
Question 24. Which of the following is important to grow a nice garden?
Question 25. What is the main purpose of using vertical beams according to Shirley? Section B.
Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
Our environment is being polluted faster than nature and man's present efforts can prevent it. Time is bringing us more people, and more people will bring us more industry, more motor vehicles, larger cities, and the growing use of man-made materials. What can explain and solve this problem? The fact is that pollution is caused by man, by his desire for a modern way of life. We make increasing industrialization our chief aim. For its sake, we are willing to sacrifice everything. Clean air, pure water, good food, our health, and the future of our children. There is a constant flow of people from the country into the city, eager for the benefits of modern society. But as our technological achievements have grown in the last 20 years, pollution has become a serious problem. Isn't it time we stop to ask ourselves where we are going and why? It reminds one of the story about the airline pilot who told his passengers over the loudspeaker, "I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is that we are making rapid progress at 530 miles per hour. The bad news is that we are lost and don't know where we are going." The sad fact is that this becomes a true story when applied to our modern society.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. According to the passage, which of the following does the man value most?
Question 27. Why has pollution become a serious problem?
Question 28. What does the story about the pilot indicate? Passage 2.
The world's first completely automatic railway has been built under the busy streets of London. The railway is called the Victoria Line, and it is part of the complete London Underground Railway. The new Victoria Line was opened in 1969. This new line was very different from the others. The stations on the other lines need a lot of workers to sell tickets, and to check and to collect them when people leave the trains. This is all different on the Victoria Line. Here a machine checks and collects the tickets, and there are no workers on the platform. On the train, there is only one worker. If necessary, this man can drive the train. But usually he just starts it, and it runs and stops by itself. The trains are controlled by electrical signals which are sent by the so-called command spots. The command spots are the same distance apart. Each sends a certain signal. The train always moves at the speed that the command spots allow. If the command spots send no signals, the train will stop. Most of the control work is done by computers. The computers also fix the train's speeds and send the signals to the command spots. Other machines make sure that the trains are always a safe distance apart. One train may stay too long at a station. The other trains will then automatically move slower, so there is no danger of accidents on the line.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 29. On the Victoria Line, who does all the work of checking and collecting tickets?
Question 30. What happened to the London Underground Railway?
Question 31. What is the task of the one worker on the Victoria Line train? Passage 3.
The 22nd of November, 1970, is a day that three British soldiers and an army officer's wife will remember for a long time. On that day, the four of them left in their speedboat to go to the club in Castle Peak Bay. They reached the club without any difficulty, but on their return trip in the evening, the motor of their boat broke down. They could not repair it, so they drifted along in the boat. Huge waves kept splashing over the sides of the boat. At last they landed on a small island. One of them described it. It was just a tiny island with long grass and bushes. They had no food or water, so two of them walked round the island to see if they could find any. "The only thing we saw was a rat," said a man later. Meanwhile, the other two persons had made a fire with driftwood to attract the attention of any passing boat. Two boats sailed past, but did not stop, although the men shouted and waved a burning board at them. Back on land, the families of the four friends had informed the police when they failed to return home by night. Steamers were sent to search for them as they huddled before their fire, tired and cold. At dawn, a motorized boat passed by and spotted them. They reported to the police, who went at once to the island and brought the four persons safely back.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 32. What happened when they made their return trip?
Question 33. How did they try to attract the attention of the passing boats?
Question 34. Why did the police send out steamers?
Question 35. Who rescued the four persons at last?
Section C.
Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
The family in Britain is changing. The once typical British family, headed by two parents, has undergone substantial changes during the 20th century. In particular, there has been a rise in the number of single-person households, which increased from 18 to 29% of all households between 1971 and 2002. By the year 2020, it is estimated that there will be more single people than married people. 50 years ago, this would have been socially unacceptable in Britain. In the past, people got married and stayed married. Divorce was very difficult, expensive, and took a long time. Today, people's views on marriage are changing. Many couples, mostly in their 20s or 30s, live together without getting married. Only about 60% of these couples will eventually get married. In the past, people married before they had children. But now, about 40% of children in Britain are born to unmarried parents. In 2000, around a quarter of unmarried people between the ages of 16 and 59 were living together in Great Britain. Before 1960, this was very unusual. People are generally getting married at a later age now, and many women do not want to have children immediately. They prefer to concentrate on their jobs and put off having a baby until their late 30s. The number of single-parent families is increasing. This is mainly due to more marriages ending in divorce, but some women are also choosing to have children as a single parent without being married.
Now the passage will be read again.
The family in Britain is changing. The once typical British family, headed by two parents, has undergone substantial changes during the 20th century. In particular, there has been a rise in the number of single-person households, which increased from 18 to 29% of all households between 1971 and 2002. By the year 2020, it is estimated that there will be more single people than married people. 50 years ago, this would have been socially unacceptable in Britain. In the past, people got married and stayed married. Divorce was very difficult, expensive, and took a long time. Today, people's views on marriage are changing. Many couples, mostly in their 20s or 30s, live together without getting married. Only about 60% of these couples will eventually get married. In the past, people married before they had children. But now, about 40% of children in Britain are born to unmarried parents. In 2000, around a quarter of unmarried people between the ages of 16 and 59 were living together in Great Britain. Before 1960, this was very unusual. People are generally getting married at a later age now, and many women do not want to have children immediately. They prefer to concentrate on their jobs and put off having a baby until their late 30s. The number of single-parent families is increasing. This is mainly due to more marriages ending in divorce, but some women are also choosing to have children as a single parent without being married.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
The family in Britain is changing. The once typical British family, headed by two parents, has undergone substantial changes during the 20th century. In particular, there has been a rise in the number of single-person households, which increased from 18 to 29% of all households between 1971 and 2002. By the year 2020, it is estimated that there will be more single people than married people. 50 years ago, this would have been socially unacceptable in Britain. In the past, people got married and stayed married. Divorce was very difficult, expensive, and took a long time. Today, people's views on marriage are changing. Many couples, mostly in their 20s or 30s, live together without getting married. Only about 60% of these couples will eventually get married. In the past, people married before they had children. But now, about 40% of children in Britain are born to unmarried parents. In 2000, around a quarter of unmarried people between the ages of 16 and 59 were living together in Great Britain. Before 1960, this was very unusual. People are generally getting married at a later age now, and many women do not want to have children immediately. They prefer to concentrate on their jobs and put off having a baby until their late 30s. The number of single-parent families is increasing. This is mainly due to more marriages ending in divorce, but some women are also choosing to have children as a single parent without being married.
This is the end of listening comprehension.